Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, we're kind of celebrating the start of a new school year here in the Carbon School District. We've got Superintendent Micah Salas in the studio with us. Micah, thank you for taking the time to come join us.
Good morning, Aiden. Thank you for having me.
So it's been a very busy summer in the Carbon School District. Lots of renovation projects going on. Can you just kind of talk about those for a second?
Sure. I'm sure as people drive around, they see our cafeteria expansion at Mount Harmon. That's probably the most public capital project we have going now, and it'll just help Mount Harmon so much. They've kind of been putting kids wherever they can during lunch, and so this expansion is needed, and it's a long time in coming, so that'll be great. We have things in every school, capital projects in every school, but they're smaller scale, and just passing by, you wouldn't probably notice, but we're super excited to tie all that together and really celebrate Mount Harmon's new space.
Yeah, that's just a super exciting thing, because Mount Harmon, as long as I can remember, really same size lunchroom, so being able to kind of renovate on that, that's huge for these kids, especially with kind of what always seems to be a huge student population at that middle school.
Well, it really is, and the footprint is so small. You know, Mount Harmon doesn't have a lot of room physically to expand, so we have to kind of get creative with helping them with their space, and this is just well needed, well deserved, and it will be great for the students and faculty there.
Oh, yeah. And then we kind of wanted to talk about some of the faculty and staff who were kind of keeping all the schools across the district maintained throughout the summer.
Absolutely. Just a huge shout out. Our maintenance crew, you know, they're in charge of all of the capital projects. They don't necessarily do all the work. We bid out a lot of that because it's just too massive for our small size. Plus, our timeline is very tight. But our custodians are fantastic. The summer is anything but restful for them. They are painting and refinishing floors and cleaning carpets and painting walls and getting everything sanitized and cleaned and ready, organized for the new year. So thank you to all the custodians who just put in so much time during the summer and really just do these massively huge projects in their own right in each building. So we just love them and we really appreciate them.
So we've talked about the big projects going on over the summer, but now let's move on to the school year, which is coming up a lot faster than a lot of people kind of expected. But there's a lot to be excited about in the school district.
You know, there really is. We said that yesterday. June seemed to kind of just roll. It was kind of calm and it was good and we got a lot done. And then July just seems to have disappeared. I'm not quite sure why it's August already this week, but we are super excited to have the kids back. We can't wait. They bring such an excitement, such a wonderful thing to our buildings. They're just not, schools are nothing without the kids, and we just can't wait to see them again. They grow, they change, they come back with so many stories, and we just can't wait to get them. And in the summer, we've had principals really all summer working on just a bunch of kind of vision and with their plans for the next school year, systems and processes being put in place. And teachers have been attending lots of trainings, especially elementary teachers. They've really put in a ton of time in the summer. And then, of course, just the teachers being in their rooms and getting ready. It's really phenomenal.
Yeah, people think teachers' work ends in May when school lets out. But no, they're really putting in the time all summer long to get ready for the next year. So you just really have to respect what teachers are out there doing, trying to get ready to help teach these kids, kind of prepare them for the next steps in their lives. And something we kind of wanted to talk about beforehand was attendance, because I know across the nation, it's kind of been in a decline. We've seen huge drops in student attendance.
You know, we really have. It changed during COVID and then the year after, and for the worse. And it's really taken us a tremendous amount to get back up to where we were. And actually, Carbon School District was celebrated in the Tribune for being one of two school districts in the state that have actually increased their attendance since 2020. And so we're super proud about that. And it's because of the support of our schools and our parents. When parents value education, they value sending their kids to school, we benefit, the kids benefit, as a community we benefit from that, but the students are the most benefit the most from that, because they need school. They need school for lots of reasons, academically, socially, they need to be there, and it's very difficult for students to make up when they're gone, and it's just really important that we have have parents really prioritize attendance. So anything we can do to help with that, we want to. And of course, if kids are sick, truly sick, we hope that they'll stay home until they get better. But we hope those are short intervals of time and just very infrequent. So please send your kids to school whenever you can. We very much value attendance.
Now, let's talk about best ways to contact the school district, because I know a lot of times people, they might have something that they feel like they need to get out there, and I feel like sometimes people go about it in the wrong way. They should probably be reaching out to you guys directly. Is that correct?
You know, we would love that. We'll just put out a big plea. You know, if there's an issue with anything in the school district, any school or the school district, I'm just imploring people to just give us a call. Call the right people. Get the people involved who can actually solve the problem. When we go to other methods, it just isn't helpful. And we don't always even know about a problem until it's blown up in the community, in some other place. And so if you'll just reach out, please just reach out. Talk to the people who can actually solve the problem for you. And I would also ask that we address problems when they're small in a small way, and not expand that out unnecessarily. It does nothing but harm really our community. So we'll just ask to please give us a call. Please help us out. We can't solve problems unless we know what they are.
Yeah. And it's the best way to kind of hold off rising tensions. If you just kind of deal with it while the problem is smaller and you go to someone who can solve that problem instead of going to someone who doesn't have any connection to that problem. So it's definitely best to go right to the school district with problems if you have them. Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
You know, we're just so excited. We're very fortunate to work in education. It's the best job in the whole world. We really value our role and the students and each other. And it's just it's a wonderful place to be. We're super fortunate to be here. And we just thank everybody for their support and their continued efforts to help us help the kids do well and have success. That's all we want.
Well, Superintendent Salas, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule, especially right before school, to come sit down with us. We really appreciate it, and I know the listeners do too. Again, that was Carbon School District Superintendent Micah Salas. We were talking about the upcoming school year here in Carbon. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.